Greetings and welcome back to Haftarot, the weekly video cast in which we take a look at the upcoming Shabbat's Haftarah, which is read after Kriyat HaTorah, and we analyze both what it means and how it's connected to that week's parashah. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. I'm delighted to be studying with you the Haftarah of Parashat Shemot. And along with a number of other Haftarot, this is a Haftarah where the customs divide. The custom of Ashkenaz is to read a different passage from Yeshayahu, and our custom is to read this passage from Yirmiyahu, which is also read universally on the first of the three Shabbatot between Shivasar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. It is the inauguration of the Navi Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu was a singular Navi. He was the most pronounced Navi at the time leading up to, during, and in the aftermath of the destruction of Yerushalayim in 586 BCE. He began his career as a Navi during the reign of Yoshiyahu, the last great and righteous king that we had, and continued that reign during the continued his prophecy during the reign of Yehoiakim and Yehoahaz and Yehoiachin, who only reigned for 3 months, and then Yerushalayim was conquered in the year 597 BCE by Babylonia, and Babylonia installed another descendant of Yoshiyahu, Tzidkiyahu, Mataniah, and renamed him Tzidkiyahu. And Tzidkiyahu was a puppet king for 11 years until he took some very bad advice from all of Yirmiyahu's opponents, all of the false prophets, and he signed a treaty with Egypt. Babylonia was very unhappy about that, came, brought a siege. We just had the fast of Asar B'Tevet to commemorate that siege. And then 2.5 years later, Babel broke through the walls, Shivasar B'Tammuz, we used to commemorate that, and destroyed the Mikdash Tisha B'Av. Yirmiyahu lives at a very sad time. Yirmiyahu, by the way, at the end of his prophetic career, also composes another book besides Sefer Yirmiyahu, which is Megillat Eicha. At least the first four chapters of Eicha very clearly seem to be a composition of Yirmiyahu. So that's Yirmiyahu. But why are we reading the beginning of Yirmiyahu on Parshat Shmot? Again, there's got to be a connection between the parasha and the Haftarah. If we take a look at Parshat Shmot, Shmot is the beginning of the book of Shmot, which is the beginning of a four-book drama in which the human character who is at the center of that drama starts out as a little baby put in a basket on the river in the reeds and ends at the end of those four books as having led his people out of Mitzrayim and looking across the Yarden at Eretz Canaan, Eretz Yisrael, and dying on Har Nevo. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu in our parasha has a central scene which occupies a chapter and another 17 psukim, chapter 3, and 17 psukim of chapter 4, which is Moshe standing at the sneh the first time that Hashem speaks to him and inaugurates him and sends him to Bnei Yisrael and sends him to Paro, sends him to Bnei Yisrael to comfort them and to get them to follow him and say, Hashem has come to me, pakod pakati etchem, I remember what has happened to you and I'm going to bring you out, and to go to Paro and say, let them go. Moshe, throughout this dialogue, says no. Hashem says go. Moshe says no. Moshe says they'll ask me your name. Hashem gives them the name. Moshe says they won't show up. Hashem gives them signs. Moshe says I don't know how to speak. Hashem says who do you think's in charge of speech? And finally, Moshe says send somebody else. And Hashem gets angry and finally agrees to meet him halfway and say I'm going to send you, but Aharon, your brother, will be your spokesperson. He will speak to Bnei Yisrael on your behalf. Right, and ultimately also to Paro, to meet him halfway. Yirmiyahu is a singular Navi. I mentioned that already as far as his time and what he lived through, but he's also a singular Navi in that we meet him at the very beginning of his career, and we hear about the beginning of his career. We're introduced to Yirmiyahu in the first three Pesukim here, and then in Pasuk He, after the introduction, God speaks to him first and says, B'terem etzorcha b'beten yidaticha, b'terem tetzem merecha mikdashticha. I already knew you in utero, and I sanctified you before you were born. Navi lagoyim netati, I made you a Navi to the nations, a line that itself is somewhat odd. Navi to the nations, he's a Navi to Bnei Israel and to the king of Israel. However, when you look at the last few chapters of Yirmiyahu, and there's a selection in the previous page, Yirmiyahu does utter and declare nevuot against the nations. Va'omar, and what's Yirmiyahu's reaction to this? And he's sharing with his audience. This is how he reacted. Aha, Adonai Elohim, hinei lo yadati daber ki na'ar anochi. He says, I don't know how to speak. I'm a kid. Ve'omar Adonai Eli, al tovar na'ar anochi. And now Yirmiyahu is sharing with his audience. And God said back to me, don't say you're a na'ar. Everywhere that you that I send you, you will go, and everything that I command you, you will say. Now, question is, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're going to do it whether you like it or not? Or does that mean, don't worry, you'll be successful? Very different message. We'll get a sense from the next few psukim. Al tiram ibnehem, don't be afraid of them. You know, he's sensing that Yirmiyahu's concern is not an inability to speak, but a fear of speaking in front of people with a message they don't want to hear. Ki itcha ani latzilecha nu ma'adonai, exactly what Hashem said to Moshe, I'll be with you. Vayishlach adonai yado v'yigat v'yagal pi, and now watch what happens. Hashem sends his hand out, whatever that may mean, and touches my mouth. It's very similar to the inauguration of Yishayahu, which we will encounter later on when we get to Parshat Yitro. Here, you see, I put my words in your mouth. They're my words in your mouth, not to worry. And now, I am sending you to build and to destroy, to plant and to uproot. And now, what do you see, Yirmiyahu? There's lots to say about this. I see a staff made of almond wood. And keep in mind that Yirmiyahu was a Kohen, and that Shevet Levi's wood that was special for them, as we know from the story of Bnei Korach, was almond wood. And God makes a play on words here. You've seen very well, meaning you're vision as an avi is right on. He shoked ani al dvari la asoto. I am shoked. The word shaked, which means an almond, also means, and some people think that this is the etymology of it, that I'm going to be very quick to make it happen. A shoked is somebody who acts diligently and immediately. God says, I'm going to make this happen very quickly, my word. So, which, by the way, is comfort for Yirmiyahu in several ways. It's comfort for Yirmiyahu, first of all, because his vision is accurate. And God is supporting it, validating it, like a great teacher. Good job. But the second thing is, Yirmiyahu knows that when he pronounces a nevuah, he doesn't have to be afraid that years later people are going to say, where's that nevuah of yours? We don't believe you, because Hashem says, I'm going to make it happen right away. So when you present a nevuah, it's going to happen right away, and that will confirm. And then he goes on and sees another vision of the boiling pot. And the nevuah ends with the following beautiful line, go into the streets of Yerushalayim and go and make sure that the people hear this. Ko amar Adonai, this is what God says. Zacharti lach chesed ne'urayich. It's odd because the nevuot that Yirmiyahu is going to get at the beginning of the book are negative nevuot, are punishment, are threat. And yet it starts out, the first message he's actually supposed to give to them is, I remember, says Hashem, the kindness or the loyalty of your young years, havat kelulotayich, the love of our canopy, as it were, lechtecha acharei b'amidbar be'eretz lo zura, following me in the desert in an unfertile land. In other words, the sojourn through the desert, through the midbar, now comes, and full circle back to Moshe Rabbeinu, now comes to be a sign of Bnei Israel's loyalty, and Hashem is going to remember that, which is a measure of comfort as we hear all of the other nevuot, which are scary, coming in. This is a little bit of a salve on that in advance. Kodesh Yisrael Adonai Reshit Tvuato, Kulachlav Yeshamu Ra'atav Alehem Nu Adonai, and anybody who tries to hurt on Yisrael will be punished. And so as we start hearing the nevuot of destruction and the nevuot of exile in the next few chapters, we always have to have this in the back of our mind, that Hashem always remembers our loyalty to him and has a threat hanging over any nation that tries to hurt us as we march through Jewish history. Okay, hopefully this gives everybody a little bit more of an insight into this week's Haftarah and to this part of the week's Parashah. And we'll meet next week when we read Parshat Va'era. Shabbat Shalom.